Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Maroon 5 on Y98. It is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. I'm looking at our Instagram page right now, and you guys have your rescue animals up. You've got Jen and Kevin's dogs and Lance's cats. And guys, great work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who rescued who is what I want to know. Follow us on Instagram at the Wake Up Y98.
I think as we're all working from home and doing school from home, George is wishing that he weren't rescued. He's either like living his best quarantine life with people all around him, but as soon as Nora starts carrying him around like a baby, he's like, seriously, all of
George needs to be rescued again.
from Nora carrying him around. So I'm working from home. Tim's working from home. We posted pictures also on the Wake Up's Instagram page of our home studios, which you can see. Kevin is the only person who's in the studio, so he's kind of missing out on quarantine life. But I think Kevin's also living his best life. They did a survey, and of people who started working from home, the majority of people love it and want to keep doing it after all this is over.
The majority?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Close to
Is it because they learned earlier in the show about our 4-second workout tips? That's right. Science has decided you just work out 4 seconds an hour and the health benefits are through the roof. Hit it, Kev.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
I think you have to get, and she's... And then it's a full 4 seconds. So try it again. No fade out.
That was like 6 seconds.
Sorry.
Yeah, now I'm sore.
That's probably why they like it. Yeah, I'm not really surprised to hear that. I mean, working from home was always the... That's what you wanted for so many people. That was the goal. It's different for us, certainly. But you read all those, like, make your own life, 4-hour work week, like, lifestyle design books, and it's all about, hey, step one, work from home. So, to me, it's not shocking that so many people like it, right?
But, I mean, it's 57%. So, there are some people who definitely want to head back to the office. But some people are hoping that they can work from home in the future. Close to half of people think they're more productive at home, and about a quarter of people say they're less productive.
Do you guys find, not being more or less productive, but do you guys find that you don't really have a time? Like, there's no clock? You know what I mean? Like, you can do something early in the day, later in the day.
There's no clean break, really.
Yeah.
Because you're always walking past the area, and I'm always tempted to sit down and
do something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think for people's answers to these questions, I think it depends so much on what you do. If what you do regularly is very collaborative, then you'd probably rather be in a room with the people than have to talk to them over Zoom. If it's more about, here's my assignment for the day or the week, and I just need to get after it, you'd probably rather be home. There's fewer distractions, and it's a little bit easier. I mean, we even know from our office that the people that love to come in and just chat it up because Kevin's so popular, and it keeps us from getting our work done sometimes.
Yeah.
76% of people say they're using Zoom or other video conferencing on a daily basis. Yes, we're among them because that, I think it makes it a little bit easier for us to communicate.
We Zoom on.
Working from home, people still have coworkers. 68% of people say at least one other person in their household is also working from home.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the same thing. Sarah's teaching from home.
Yep.
Ryan's working from home. Tim's love interest is
mergers and acquisitions, like it's going out of style. Corporate take, it's out of control over there. They've got metrics, they have guardrails over all kinds of terms I didn't know about.
You need to just drop them in to the show conversation.
But I'll tell you,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.